This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Our weapons of truth. Best info you're going to find out there is at InfoWars.com. I'd love to see better info everywhere because it's a dangerous position to be in. But we're committed. We're not backing down. I appreciate everybody holding. Carmen in New Jersey. Carmen calling from New Jersey. Thank you so much for coming on with us. Go ahead. What's your view on one of the biggest things facing humanity? Go ahead.
Alex, I do have a commentary about that, but I have been trying for years to speak to you because you are our general in this fight. And if people would just wake up even more, I know people are doing, and you are doing more than anybody. And I heard you in your last commentary saying that the fact that you're doing just what a man would do, and you don't like the praise and stuff, but I equate this praise that we give you the way the Jews thank Oscar Schindler. You are saving lives, my brother. You are, really... If Donald Trump doesn't ask you to be in his cabinet somewhere, I think it would be foolish. Really?
I think I do more good. Yeah, it's all. I hear you, my friend. Look, once everybody clicks and gets all this info, there are going to be a lot greater minds than mine out there fighting tyranny. Once people really realize that it wasn't just corruption, it wasn't just Boss Hogg, but it was exterminist, and that it was the end of humanity if we don't stop them. The globalists are going to get in big trouble. That's why they're trying to keep people in the dark, because they know how powerful people are. They know there's a lot of powerful souls out there, and they're scared. And the enemy should be scared.
They should be scared, Alex. I swear to God, I swear as God is my witness, if it wasn't for you and the information that you give us, it's like we're saving our lives. I mean, honestly, when you have Dr. Group on...
Oh, I agree. This is life-saving information. And look, I'm not a rocket scientist. We're just covering the known facts with the enemy's own admissions. That's what's so crazy. Their arrogance will be their undoing.
You're not amazing. A rocket scientist. You're a rock star.
Okay, God bless you, Carmen. I love you, too. Listen, I'm a fan of humanity. Humanity's beautiful. Humanity's smart. Humanity can do amazing things. And so... I'll take the praise just because I'm another person and, you know, God's creation, just like you. But please, that's why I almost can't stand the calls. It is so humbling. You know, these families with great-looking, smart kids will come over and just be like, Alex Jones, shaking my hand. And I'm just like, oh, I want to get away because, you know, it's just so humbling. And I also have an evil side. I don't let it run me, but it's there. And, you know, it feels embarrassing when people think you're so good. And I am a good person. But I have a lot of, you know, guilt and things. Just about the fact that, you know, we're all desperately wicked, folks. And that's one reason I can fight the globalists, is I know how they think. And it's horrible. We got to stop them, folks. If people knew how evil these people were. They want to hurt children. They're bad. They're bad. And I it's not fear. It's not even hate. I just have overwhelming strength. I know that I could break their neck. And I don't mean that in a physical way. I mean, spiritually, I know we can overcome them. We've just got to get our hands around their little throats. And man, these people deserve it. So it's not rage. It's not hatred. It's commitment. And it's that spirit that will bring the enemy down. I know David Knight's going to take your calls. I know I said I'm not going to have callers hold more than 30 minutes, but the problem is they always new ones load, and then I'll have a guest for an hour, and then it's hour-old calls. I want to get to you, but I can't be fair to you. So Mary in Canada has a really important point, humanity losing their instincts. Another caller, Grant, wants to talk about the election. Steve wants to talk about personal freedom. And John, so I'm sure he wants to take your calls. Congressman Paul Ryan being drafted to go against Trump. Another caller wants to raise that. John. Again, they're being forced to uncloak, though, and go, you know what? We'll just not let you have who you want. We have that power, but it's illegitimate power. And by the fact that we're going to make them exercise it, that will be their undoing. That's why resistance is victory. You've got to resist them to make them act like the dirty dogs they are. You've got to draw the enemy out. It's a gambit. And some of us have to be pawns. Not because we are pawns in our heart, but because a pawn is needed to go out and draw the enemy out and pawn sacrifice. And if we get sacrificed, if I get sacrificed, it doesn't matter because it's so the children can go on into the future. David Knight's coming up for your calls and more. Stay with him.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight for this final hour on this Friday, March 18th, 2016. One of the stories that's up on the Drudge Report, and of course, Alex has been talking about this with Jerome Corsi, how the RNC is plotting to rig the convention. I thought it was pretty amazing, this particular article. They talk about how the RNC Rules Committee is going to decide the party regulations and write the first draft of the convention rules. And the rules, they say, are crucial because they can determine what's going to happen. They say they could set up rules that would only allow Donald Trump to run in Cleveland, or they could set up rules that bring in people who haven't bothered to participate in the primaries. You know, when I look at these primaries and the fact that we spend tens of millions of dollars throughout this country to run elections, and these arrogant SOBs of the RNC say, we're just going to throw this out. And that's quite frankly what they're talking about, folks. When you look at this article, the people who come on, there's people who talk off the record, and they say, well, you know, this would be suicide, it'd be a civil war, it'd be a meltdown, we don't want to do that, okay, for the good of the party, let's bring back Mitt Romney. No, that's zero chance of that happening. Those people who are saying that are saying that off the record. They don't want their names used. Okay, the people who go on the record, people like RNC Chair Priebus, who we played this multiple times, and of course, that was something that was pretty amazing when it first came out. About, I guess it was about a month ago we first played that, and he was on CNN. He goes, no, you don't understand. It's not an election. No, they're trying to join us. And the CNN person who's interviewing him, Allison Camarado, says, well, kind of, sort of, but there's an election going on. No, you're not listening to me. They're auditioning to join us. Now they're all coming out and saying that. Okay, we've got these people who are delegates, the people who are in official positions, the people who want to go on the record. The leadership of the RNC are the ones who are saying this. You've got some people that are quietly pushing back and saying, yeah, that's not going to happen. Talk radio's got it wrong, so forth and so on, right? Like this, for example. I say, well, indeed, most of the 19 rule committee members reached by MSNBC opposed any rule enabling new candidates to run at the convention. Only three of them backed a rule allowing the new candidates to run. Well, I have to say, okay, most, what does that mean? Is that most of the 19? Is that nine of them? I don't know. If it was nine of them and three of them would like to let anybody like Romney come in, who hasn't bothered to participate, who hasn't bothered to take this to the public, if that's the case, that's like 30%. We don't know. See, that's the whole point. They craft this narrative and tell us that you don't have to worry about this. While the people who are the leaders, the people who go on record and give their names, are saying, "Yeah, we're going to do whatever we want." Okay, here's another guy here. He says the fact that Priebus, as chair, has not come out and denounced these high-level Republican operatives who are blatantly trying to sabotage Trump's campaign speaks volumes. Exactly. That was Diana Orrick, who backs Trump. She is a somebody who is on the Rules Committee. But listen to what the rest of these guys say. And again, we played this guy. Alex talked about this a lot yesterday. We played it on Wednesday. This guy, Curly Hagelin, he's like somebody from the Three Stooges. You know, like, woo, woo, woo. he's saying, do the primaries choose a nominee or the convention delegates? He says, it can't be both. So he's doubling down on this. He's in your face. And he tells that crew there at CNNBC they can't believe their ears. They say, well, if what you're saying is true, then why have primaries or caucuses? And he says, exactly. You're starting to understand now. They're trying to join us. We control this. And let me tell you something. As somebody who has worked a long time outside of these two political parties because I didn't want to be a part of them, because their corruption, because the way they have monopolized the situation. I've seen how they rig the rules at every level in every way. If you want to run as an independent or you want to run as a third party, you can basically forget it because these same people now who are talking about how they're going to take over the RNC and set up the rules to make sure that Donald Trump can't get in are the same people who set up the rules so that third parties can't exist, so that independent candidates cannot exist. If you go through their onerous ballot access rules, and as part of the Libertarian Party, they got very good at doing this, but it is a task fit for Sisyphus. Every time you roll the rock up, they roll it back down the next time. They say, well, we got certain rules, and each time you have to create a new political party, you got to go out there and collect signatures and so forth and so on. And so that's something they had never done. You realize that? They never do that. We had situations where the Republicans did not meet the ballot requirements, and then they came to a judge and said, this just really wouldn't be in the interest of the voters if we didn't have a Republican candidate on there. So then they make it a three-way race again. We had a situation where the Libertarian filed all the paperwork. The Democrat filed all the paperwork. The Republican Party is like, oh, well, we didn't know any Libertarians were going to run. We can't let them run against the Democrats. So just put us on the ballot after the fact, after we didn't get the rules in. And that's what John Kasich is trying to do in Pennsylvania. Understand that he is telling in this narrative that he's telling everybody how he's going to block Trump and get a few delegates so he can have a little bit of weight to throw around at a brokered convention and possibly get into the to be nominated. The key part of that is Pennsylvania. And John Kasich didn't file his paperwork on time. Now, what did he do after he missed that paperwork? Somebody pointed it out. They said, hey, he doesn't have enough signatures to get on the ballot. He only needed like 2,000 signatures or something. Very low threshold for these Republicans and Democrats. Not like it is for third parties. But he couldn't even be bothered to organize and get the signatures on there for the state that is in his critical path to get the nomination to the presidency. Is this guy asleep or what? Give him something to wake him up. Okay, absolutely incompetent, but because of his sense of entitlement, because he is so well-connected to the GOP establishment, Yeah, he was pretty high up when he was a congressman. He's the governor there in the state where John Boehner was from. And, of course, they're feeling a lot of hubris after they stuffed the ballots, probably, this last election that we had. And I'm telling you, I don't have any proof of that, okay? I'm just telling you my gut feeling. And that's why I've never paid that much attention to elections before, because unless you've got a massive movement like the one that we've seen coming around Donald Trump, unless you come to the table with a 20% lead, they're going to steal it from you. If you've got that kind of a lead, they'll kind of just back off. Like we saw them do in Florida. They threw everything they had at Trump, including massive amounts of negative advertising. It wasn't sticking. Nothing was working. So that at the last minute, they all pull out and redirect their advertising somewhere else. Okay, run like a bunch of rats, because they'll fight you somewhere else. They're smart enough to do that. They won't dig in and die on that hill. They'll go run somewhere else. So we look at the situation, and now we have in Pennsylvania, John Kasich, who says, well, okay, we had like 2,000, and you know, we're a couple hundred short on that. And somebody points it out, and they say, huh, well, you know, we want that overturned because the guy pointed it out past the deadline. And it's like, no, the deadline is for you to get your signatures in. And he said he was there before the deadline of 5 o'clock. They stamped it at 5:13. Says, I was in line. I mean, it's like the DMV, okay? He stamped it at 5:13. They said, oh, he's too late. He was 13 minutes late. And it's like, hey, dude, you were a couple hundred votes shy of getting on the ballot in Pennsylvania. John Kasich shouldn't be on the ballot. And quite frankly, Ted Cruz is not even eligible to run for president, okay? That's how they bend the rules here. But let's talk about this. Going back to Curley again, of the Three Stooges, he says the primaries choose the nominee or do the convention delegates. You can't have it both ways. He says, well, democracy's pretty popular, but it's simply not the way we do it. Yeah. You know what? We have a democratic republic. We elect representatives, but we do it democratically, okay? We're not going into a full-on oligarchy. Of course, we have that already. We've had it for a long time. And that's the beauty of this campaign, is that it is showing what these people are about. And it's showing it to a larger group of people that saw it 4 years ago with Ron Paul campaign. Anybody that was following Ron Paul last time saw the corruption, the theft, the in-your-face manipulation of rules that Mitt Romney did, where they said, no, you know, we don't even want Ron Paul to speak, so we're going to write some new rules. But then they have this to say. They say, when you challenge them on that, they say they stand on the rules. They say the rules are plain. You have to get a majority of the delegates. We've got a process in place. We have delegates who vote. See, that's like saying, wait a minute. We have a constitution here that we have to obey. And then they ignore it after they take an oath to it. These are the same people. Remember, this is where we began this article. The RNC Rules Committee decides that the party regulations, it will write the draft of the convention rules, and the rules are critical, and those are going to be one of the first things they do. And then they come back and say, wait a minute. We have these rules that we're bound to. You write the rules, you change the rules, you do it at will, okay? Just like you change, presumably, the Constitution at will, which you're not doing because nobody reads the rules of the Constitution either. Nobody holds their feet to the fire. So they say, well, we've got a Constitution we have to obey. They appeal to that for their authority, just like they appeal to these rules that we're bound by these rules. We have to do whatever they say. Then they proceed to change the rules as they wish. Just as they say, well, you know, we're going to change the Constitution. They don't do it the way the Constitution says the Constitution has to be changed. They'll do it by their laws. They'll do it by an executive order, or they'll do it by a Supreme Court decision or whatever, or bureaucratic regulation. You pick it, okay? They've got a lot of different ways that they ignore the Constitution. Finally, we got this guy here, Sean Spicer, RNC Communications Director, says, the RNC's position is the delegates and the members of the Rules Committee will decide what the rules of the convention will be. There you go. See, we decide, and we will decide who comes in. Meanwhile, they've got Paul Ryan, who, remember, he was the guy who was not going to be Speaker of the House. He says, I'm not interested in being Speaker. Then he becomes Speaker. Now he says, I'm not interested in being coronated by the GOP elite at a convention. So then what does he do? Well, yesterday he goes to Palm Beach, Florida. He meets Thursday night, last night, at a pricey French restaurant here with some of the party's biggest donors. And I want to play you a clip of what that might have looked like here. Biggest donors to assess a political landscape dominated by one vexing question. What do we do to stop Donald Trump? Say the dinner was a highlight of a secretive two-day conclave. See, we're not stakeholders. We're not allowed to know what's going on. If they were still allowed to legally smoke cigarettes in these restaurants, it would be a smoke-filled room. But, you know, things have changed. We're so much more enlightened now. And, of course, one of the guys leading this was New York hedge fund manager Paul Singer. Paul Singer, the guy who announced that he was a cruise backer a couple of months ago. Remember? Just like the major super PAC that is coming after Donald Trump is funded by a bunch of Romney people, a bunch of people who have made public their professions to support abortion, gay marriage, all these things that conservatives think they're supporting, and yet they call it our principles PAC. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people, and so we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to go back and show you what this dinner that Paul Ryan had with the elite at a French restaurant in Palm Beach may have looked like. Before we do, real quickly, we've got a new flash sale, Survival Shield X2, 37% off retail. That's at InfoWarsLife.com. And, of course, Survival Shield X2 is our nascent iodine. Very important, if you're not getting enough iodine in your diet, that you supplement that. And this is one of the best forms of iodine, pure forms you can get. Also, we have a new special for a limited time. If you get silver bullet colloidal silver at InfoWarsLife.com, you can get a free microbial colloidal silver. I'm thinking macroeconomics here because I've got my mind on something else here. You get a free antimicrobial colloidal silver toothbrush when you buy a bottle of silver bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. That's an interesting idea. I didn't know there was such a thing as a colloidal silver toothbrush. That's very interesting. Again, you can get a colloidal silver toothbrush for free when you get silver bullet. And again, silver bullet is our 30 parts per million colloidal silver. It's about 3 times stronger than most colloidal silver out there. You can get that while supplies last. You get that as a perk when you buy silver bullet. Again, at InfoWarsLife.com, along with that flash sale, 37% off of Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine. Okay, so they've got a secret dinner. Paul Ryan, who claims that he's not at all interested in being coronated as king, like he said when he was being coronated as speaker. Now they're meeting with all of these elite donors in Palm Beach. And let me play something for you that is from a Showtime series called The Circus, where they have it's kind of inside baseball politics, and they've got a lot of very well-known political operatives as well as political analysts. Here's a scene in a restaurant where these guys are discussing Donald Trump. You see the wine being poured.
Everybody around this table that I know, we've been in every presidential campaign probably since 1980 in various degrees. And in Trump's problem, he doesn't have a compass. You don't know what his compass is.
Yeah, that's a major GOP fundraiser.
I talk to people all the time, as I'm sure everybody around the table does, and they say, why don't you Republicans do something about this guy?
Okay, hold that right there. This is Vin Weber. Now, when they put this up, they say, Vin Weber, former congressman. Let me tell you, he's got a little bit more to his biography than that, okay? He's also a member of the Project for New American Century, okay? He co-signed a letter to President Bill Clinton in 1998 with Cheney and Rumsfeld. He advocated for the removal of Saddam Hussein. He was part of the Bush administration that then did that and brought us into a war for which they based on a lie of weapons of mass destruction. He was managing partner for a lobbying firm. He was paid $360,000 to lobby for Freddie Mac, so they could keep Congress from enacting regulations that would have stopped or halted the subprime mortgage fraud, okay? For his part in keeping that fraud going, Vin Weber got $360,000. He's on the board of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's chairman of the National Endowment for Democracy, a CIA front group, one of these NGOs that they use to foment revolution everywhere. Okay, so then let's continue with what he has to say here.
I'm sorry, this is not the Soviet Union. We can't call a meeting and decide Trump is out. And we hate that.
Yeah. Stop it right there. Okay, hear that? Oh, I'm sorry. This isn't the Soviet Union. We just can't do it like that. And they all say, yeah, isn't that a shame? The reality is, folks, we are living under a system that you don't realize truly is being run by a few oligarchs just like the Soviet Union is. Let's continue on with some more of these shills here. Well, they're not shills, actually. These are the guys who are the elites we talk about.
Republicans are hierarchical, respectful of authority. We fall in line. And Trump has interrupted that cycle. He's not
articulate. Stop that right there. Stop that right there, okay? Back that up just a little bit. He says, Republicans respect authority. We're hierarchical. We fall in line. These guys don't. These guys don't. They're talking about how they're not going to fall in line, okay? They're saying, wait a minute. Our GOP voters were hierarchical. Our GOP voters fell in line. Our GOP voters did what we told them to do. And Trump is getting them off the reservation, okay? He's starting a slave revolt. We can't have that. And then listen to what he has to say. Back that up just a little bit. Let's play that.
Respectful of authority. We fall in line. And Trump has interrupted that cycle. He's not articulate. He's not poised. He's not informed. All he has going for him is a lot of votes.
Stop it right there. Stop it right there. All he's got going for him is a lot of votes. Nah, can't have that. Can't have that. And he doesn't care anything about how articulate Donald Trump is. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump knows how to reach a lot of people, even though he's talking at a low level. He's doing it so he can reach a lot of people. And that guy who was talking there, Ed Rogers, CFR Life member, Center for a New American Century, a neocon perpetual war think tank that brings together warmongers of both parties, okay? He had Hillary Clinton kicking off the foundation of his Center for a New American Security, and these guys go on in this meeting to talk about how they would prefer to have Hillary Clinton. That's what they say. Stay with us.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You want answers? So does he. It's Alex Jones.
Everything turns everywhere. There is a season turns.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me in the studio is Rob Dew. He had a very interesting encounter yesterday at South by Southwest. He talked to the resident scientist for the Young Turks, Jade Lovell. Was that her name?
That's her name.
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't aware, Rob, that the Young Turks were turning into a scientific think tank.
They know everything because they're liberal and they're smarter than us, and yeah. Because, you know, Huffington Post said so. You know,
yeah,
that's the basic attitude.
I ask her credentials because, you know, normally I don't. I mean, you know, I don't ask people's credentials. But
right.
the thing is that these people who like to pontificate about climate change and all this other kind of stuff,
science,
all these people, they love to parade their credentials around and say, hey, I teach at such and such a university, or I have a PhD, and you know what? They don't have PhDs in climate, okay, because it wasn't even offered as a field of study. It's so brand new, and so I would say, and it its infancy, but I would say it's really more infantile. Now, her thing right here is that she has a master's degree in science literacy. And I'm looking at this, and it's like, when I was in engineering, I used to laugh about that and say, yeah, that's kind of like physics for arts and lovers. You know, they'd have one kind of physics track, you know, which didn't have any calculus in it or mathematical analysis, and that would be the track that they go down. So now she's gone into
But she does have a BS in neuroscience. You know, my hat's off to her. At least she committed to meeting and having a debate.
Yeah.
She had just given a speech called PsyWars, which is talking about how to talk to people like us who read for ourselves and think for ourselves and can research and how to debunk the things that we say, but being very polite and nice about it. And she was very polite.
So then is that branch of neuroscience she's got in her background, is that really kind of more psyops, I guess?
It could be, yeah. It could be, yeah. So there's her thing, PsyWars, the dark side of tactics for science. So that's her whole thing. So I was glad that she was able to, spur of the moment, too. I tweeted her during her speech, while her speech was going on. She got back with me within 10 minutes, like her producer did, and said, sure, we'll meet you. Girl, let's do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that I was very surprised with. So my hat's off to her for you know, committing to the debate. I have three clips. I put out the video this morning, Young Turks Scientists Debunked. And so that's out, and it's getting some pretty good views at this point. And it's long. It's about 15 minutes long, and I wanted to put the whole thing up. I cut out just a few things in the debate. We actually got thrown out for talking in front of the South by Southwest interactive sign, because that's a no-no. You're
not supposed to interact in front of the interactive sign.
And not supposed to film at a film festival. I make that point, too. So the first clip, let's do this one. It's on climate change. She starts talking about climate change. So I'm like, okay, you picked the first subject, climate change. Let's go. And so I ask her a couple questions. And then, you know, she proceeds to tell me that, you know, it's all humans' fault, and it doesn't matter how much money it costs. We just need to, you know, buck up and pay it. And they're saying it could be $100 trillion to fix the problem.
They don't know, because the purpose of this whole thing is to establish they want to create a reason to have a world government and a way to fund the world government.
There you
Let's understand what's going on with this. I was out yesterday, as you know, as I was driving around, my wife and I were looking at the thermometer in the car, as well as the thermometer on the bank, and they're 2 degrees apart. I said, look at that. Yeah. That's more than it takes to melt the entire world, okay? And we've had the guy who founded the Weather Channel and did that for decades said, look, you know, this generation doesn't understand the days when we used to have mercury thermometers. You know, you'd read the thing. You'd have to be very careful you didn't get a parallax error. Uh-huh. But everybody understands that there is if you really look at this, a scientist understands that there are limits. Just like when we look at polling, okay, they say, well, that's plus or minus 4%, okay, and if they have a scientific poll or whatever. And those polls aren't too scientific either. But anyway, when you look at when you measure temperature, it depends on where you put the thermometer. Even in the same area, you got it in the sun or you got it in the shade, you're going to get a radical difference, and you're going to get more than 1 or 2 degrees. And yet they're telling us that the entire world is going to melt if we get a 1 degree raise, and they don't even have a legitimate base to compare this to.
They never had surface temps of Greenland or Antarctica to compare to with, you know, for the whole world. If you're going to compare everything, you got to have thermometers everywhere. And then they've come out where they're cherry picking these results and picking hot thermometers around the world, like the thermometer at the airport, that sits in the sun, like you said.
Yeah, one of the first things they made us understand in engineering was, okay, look, you guys, you're doing all this stuff, you're working with models, you're calculating this all out very precisely, but understand that there's a limit to the accuracy of what you can measure.
There's only so many variables.
Yeah, exactly. So understand that even though you get this down to 6 decimal places, first of all, throw that away. You need to go back to 3. That was one of the key things I said. You know, back in the days when we used to have slide rules, my professor said, you know, we could only get 3 digits of accuracy, and that was much better. You guys think that you can get stuff down to 15 digits of accuracy. That's not there, and you got to understand what the tolerance is with what you're measuring. These people don't have a base, and they don't understand what the tolerance is.
But David, you really don't know anything because you're not a Young Turk scientist. So let's let the experts
okay,
speak.
This is
the one on climate change.
Let's start with climate change. So if you pick the first topic.
Yeah.
Here we go. So the Greenland ice cores show that the temperature of the planet used to be a lot warmer and a lot colder long before SUVs existed, long before coal power plants existed.
Absolutely.
So you could say maybe humans are causing an insignificant amount of climate change, but the money it'll take to reverse whatever they're doing is going to cost way more than what it would do if we just work on processes to get out of that. What do you say to that?
Great. There's 2 points there. Mm-hmm. One is, are humans actually causing climate change? Are we causing the climate to change more than it would have? And overwhelmingly, the science is in that, yes, the climate is changing much faster than it ever has before, even when it was colder and even when it was hotter. So you're talking about how it was colder and it was hotter, and that's true, but those changes happened over tens of thousands of years before humans were where we are now at the top of the food chain. So yes, the climate did change in the past. It would have been catastrophic if humans had been alive. And the climate change we're seeing now is happening on a much faster scale, hundreds or thousands of times faster. So absolutely, humans are causing climate change. What should we do about it is a great question. The economic argument is an interesting one. Do we want to keep the climate the way it is? Or can we afford to let climate change happen and just keep our economic policies the way they are? My opinion is that the amount of money it's going to cost us when the coast of North America starts to flood is going to be a lot more money to fix that than to stop and fix something here. It's like a stitch in time saves nine. If we do invest now, some people will have to pay an economic burden, but how much it's going to save us is like tens or hundreds of times more. That's my opinion. It's the future, so who knows?
It's the future.
There you go. That's what you expect from somebody that didn't have to do math for their degree. It's like, just wave your hands and it's there. Look, the language that she uses, again, is, oh, climate change is changing, whatever. And she doesn't go back to global warming, okay? Right. And we had global warming. There was a question before that, before they wanted to say, are humans responsible for that, and the question was, is there global warming?
Right.
Okay, so now by saying climate change, they can ignore the fact that it's not warming.
Yeah.
Okay, and they can say, well, the climate is changing because it's always changing, and humans are responsible. We got to create a world government to pay for it.
Kill humans. Yeah. Then we go into the life cycle of you know what trees do, and she said, there's no way, there's no studies out there that say, you know, when there's more carbon dioxide, trees take more of it in and grow faster, which there are studies. I even put them in there. If anybody watches the video, they scroll down to the description. I put almost every article, actually ran out of room in the YouTube description to put every article that is in that video. So, you know, I back it up. Try to with sources.
Did she say that there was nothing that showed that plants need carbon dioxide?
She said they won't. If there's more oxygen in the air, I don't breathe faster. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, right.
I just let her talk, really. Mm-hmm. And that's how you got to win these debates. You know, yelling at people doesn't really do any good. And she's, you know, nice person. I'm not going to yell at her, you know.
Well, I will say she was willing to talk about
it,
which is more than the people that Rob Jacobson and I ran into at the weather conference. It was the Meteorological Society had their thing there, and they had this group there from George Soros, and they would not say anything on the record.
You know, if your ideas are so bulletproof, don't be afraid to express them and talk about them with others.
That's right.
And when you are, because I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid at all. I'll step up with anybody. It doesn't bother me. Now, I have two more clips. The next one is really funny. We go into GMOs and we start talking about the gene gun, okay, which is how they used to, and they still do this in some ways. It's changed, but when the technology started, the guy took a 22 caliber pistol or used a 22 caliber blank to project genes from something else into vegetables, and they would see how they would absorb. But it was literally like, boom, like shooting it with a shotgun.
Pretty crude.
And she said, absolutely nothing like that exists. And then I have to show her the evidence, literally. So let's roll that clip.
Okay. No, I totally understand. Yeah, that's fine. We can finish it down through. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, that's us getting...
I'll just do a tag out here, and we'll finish it up.
That's us getting kicked out first.
All right, we've been asked to leave, so we're going to go downstairs and finish up this interview. What?
Sorry, we can't actually have the fan in the back.
So we've been asked to leave. The really nice people from South by Southwest are like, we know this is film and interactive, but don't film here. Don't film where there's film. It's a film festival, so we don't want any filming going on. You're familiar with GMOs, right?
Yeah.
All right. And I read a book about, I think it was by Jeffrey Smith, and describing how they make GMOs.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about the golden gene gun, where they actually, with a 22 caliber gun, they shoot genes into whatever they want to turn it into, and then they just see what happens. Does that sound like science to you?
In no way does anyone use a 22 caliber gun to inject...
The golden gene gun.
The golden gene gun. In no way is that accurate.
Major alternative to the use of agrobacterium to get genes into living plant cells is a physical method called the gene gun, which literally shoots gold or tungsten particles into living plant cells, carrying DNA on their surface.
Okay, boys right, and girls, so there's a clip.
There's still more.
In action.
I had to get two sources, David. I had to have two sources. But I gave three, actually.
Physically fire DNA into a cell, allowing it to be transformed.
The first embodiment of this by the fellow at Cornell, John Sanford, who invented it, actually used a .22 caliber blank to accelerate a plastic bullet with a drop of tungsten and DNA on the tip towards plant cells.
Finally, here are a few desiccated gold DNA bullets, ready to go straight into the Gene Gun cartridge holder. Or you can store them at 4 degrees until required.
The plastic bullet would hit a donut-shaped plate with a hole in the middle, and the tungsten would spray out the other end, but the plastic bullet would stop, and the plant cells in the bottom would be bombarded at gunshot velocities. It turned out it worked.
That's not accurate.
No, we use polymerase, and we use chemical primers to, particularly with bacteria, to insert genes into the right place. They're not like ad hoc inserting genes. That wouldn't work. And elementary genetics tells us if you put a piece of DNA in the wrong place, it's just going to end up in an error. Like anyone that knows coding knows, if you just take a piece of code and put it somewhere else, you get an error.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, here's
I like how she says error.
Yeah.
Error.
Here's the first safety tip when you're doing a debate, especially when it's about scientists. Never categorically say that something doesn't exist, no matter how strange it sounds, okay? And that's part of the problem, Rob, is that, you know, they do not want to look at the full spectrum of things. There's a very narrow narrative that they're selling people.
Mm-hmm.
They have defined this, and they don't really want to hear anything outside of their orthodoxy.
Right.
Okay. And that's been the path to.
They don't look at all sources.
Yeah,
they look exactly. at their established line of what comes in. You know, I remember somebody was commenting about something about Obama, and I sent them a Weekly Standard article. They're like, oh, Weekly Standard. Well, it's linked to sources. It had like three sources in there, and that's why I linked to it and sent it out. And it's like, you know, okay, you don't like the Weekly Standard. That doesn't mean you can say everything, whatever they, just because you don't like what they say, doesn't mean you can say it's all false. You know?
The problem is, and she's a good example of this, is this slavish devotion to conventional wisdom. It's what has thrown us under the bus with science over and over again. When you go back to the arguments with Galileo and the arguments with Louis Pasteur.
One man
and
who said it was the center of the...
And all these other people say, of course that can't be right. Conventional wisdom says it's this, and we, you know, this we know
we
for
sure.
We
got a picture on the wall that shows the earth in the center, okay?
That's right.
You know,
whenever you've got science should fundamentally be skeptical, and it should not accept anything as being done. I mean, the reason Langley, who was the preferred guy that had all the credentials and everything, couldn't get a machine to fly, and the Wright brothers could, was because they went back and questioned the data that was in the tables, mm-hmm. and they went back and they did their own measurements on lift, and then they created their own wing that worked. Whereas Langley said, "Well, I know these came to me on a silver platter and I had a table, so it has to be right." And that's
university.
What we say over and over again. And worse than that is the idea that they have to purge anybody that doesn't agree with their conventional wisdom or their orthodoxy. And that's what science has become. This whole thing about climate change has become a religion.
Oh, yeah. And now it's like there's people saying the president needs to go after people. Senators are calling for people to have RICO used against them.
That's right.
You know, if you speak out against it. So you're not going to get as many people speaking out against it because there's already a culture of don't say anything.
You're not going to be tenured. You're not going to get that position, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, so in the end, though, she does say, hey, I'm a scientist, so I'm open to anything. But, you know, she has her beliefs, but she says she's open. So we'll see. We'll see if she watches this video in response to it. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think she knows what she's getting into when she said yes. She'll probably get a lecture from, what's the guy's name, Sink or Tank, whatever his name is.
Yeah, yeah, Sink Uger or something.
Sink Uger, yeah. She'll probably get a talk from him like, look, we don't talk to InfoWars. we don't talk to them.
Makes us look bad.
Yeah. The last clip. When she was talking about bacteria, we go to ask her about aspartame, where it comes from. She had no idea, even though I think she's done videos on aspartame, too. And but this last one is about vaccines. So we hit the Trinity. We hit
climate change, vaccines, and GMOs. Genetics, yeah, right. And glyphosate. I talked about glyphosate, too, with GMOs. So we did hit all three subjects. So I encourage people to go out and watch that and spread that video around. It'll be, I think we're going to post it Saturday morning on InfoWars, but it's been out on Facebook and YouTube and all that. But let's play the last one. It's on vaccines. She goes right to polio. And I actually show tables from London that showed when they stopped making it mandatory, the smallpox vaccine, mm-hmm. when they started not making it mandatory, the death rate went down for polio. Oh,
wow.
Okay.
That's something I hadn't seen.
Yeah.
You should never have a closed mind.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, and I had never seen that either. I just, from digging, I was like, oh, look at this. Here's a table. And I just scrolled through, looked at it. I'm like, oh, I'm putting that in the video. And then I asked her, had she heard about the 50,000 kids who became paralyzed in India after taking the polio vaccine? Hadn't heard of it. Well, that was a big story.
Yeah.
A few years ago. Hadn't heard of it.
Maybe so I don't know where that in the Young Turks.
That's right. Those sites are verboten, as they say in Germany. Yeah. So let's play the last ones on vaccines.
You also talk about vaccines, right?
Mm-hmm, I do.
All right. One of my favorite subjects. So being a libertarian, you would think people have the wherewithal to decide whether what they want to put in their bodies.
Yeah, we have to make it. Some things, I think, are so dangerous that there's no reason for them. So, for example, the smallpox vaccine. I don't think that there is anyone ever that would suggest that not having smallpox in our lives is going to be a bad
That's
thing.
A group of
that was clearly a good vaccine to have. But for things like influenza, yeah. did
there's
you have the flu shot?
Never. So,
I've never had
first
the flu shot either.
Or when they were making it mandatory, the first two.
How busy we are, how much money we have, and
decades. Mm-hmm. And then look at it drop down after they didn't make it mandatory.
Milder diseases where I think we should have a choice.
Maybe I can still frame that when we come back, that table, guys.
I think we should all be vaccinated.
Do you know there's people in India, like, whole villages that have been injected with the polio vaccine and then become crippled with polio-like symptoms, although they're not calling it polio. Mm-hmm. Are you aware of that?
I haven't heard of that particular case study, but there is always a risk with any medical treatment. But if you had cancer, you'd probably want a doctor to go and help you and fix it. I believe that the risk of negative effect from most vaccines is so low that it's better to have the vaccine. But in many cases, the risks are kind of not 50-50.
Yeah, and of course,
somewhere where
there's a risk with any medical procedure, but they're going to determine for you.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more focused, less brain fog, more energy, and it's because of Brain Force.
There's always hidden additives in your food. Even organic food has hidden additives. Staring at the computer all day, working, doing good, you're still damaging your brain. Ultimately, we've all been dumbed down to some degree.
It doesn't have stimulants. It doesn't have garbage in it. It has natural things that do it clean.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
To the Alex Jones Show in our final segment. I'm David Knight here with Rob Dew, and of course we're going to go back and talk about this debate that Rob had with Jade Lovell, who is the resident scientist, I guess, now for the Young Turks. That's going to be going up on our YouTube site soon. Also, we're going to have tonight from the Nightly News, we're going to have a more formal presentation of the Nobel Peace Prize to our president, Barack Obama, in celebration of the nearly 1 million people that he's been able to kill as part of his presidency. And we have a new Trump scandal that Alex Jones is currently talking about right now, doing a Facebook mentions of. Before I go back to Rob, I just want to let you know that we also have a flash sale. This is a brief sale. Usually these are for about 24 hours, sometimes a little bit longer, but sometimes less because it's based on available supply. This flash sale is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 37% off of retail, and you'll find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Of course, we've talked many times about how the presence of iodine in the food supply, they took it out of the salt. When they put it back into the food supply, IQ points went up as much as 15 points. Of course, they like to do things like put fluoride into the water supply, which they know causes a drop in IQ points. So that's what they like to do. They like to take out the stuff that helps your IQ, put in the stuff that hurts your IQ. You can take care of, and you have the ultimate responsibility for your health. You need to educate yourself what things you can do to help yourself, help your children. And, of course, iodine is an essential element. This is a great way to get a very pure form of iodine. Again, it's from 200-million-year-old salt crystals deep within the earth that they've mined out. And you can find this now at InfoWarsLife.com for 37% off retail. And another quick sale, we have a free colloidal silver toothbrush. That's a free antimicrobial colloidal silver toothbrush when you buy a bottle of Silver Bullet right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Rob, I didn't even know such a thing existed, but I'm going to have to get myself a colloidal silver toothbrush.
You better ask the Young Turks if it exists before we go any further.
Yeah.
I just let people know, if you're following my Twitter, Dews News with a Z at the end, I put the video up there. It is on our YouTube channel, and also I put a little poll about who won the debate. So watch it, and then so it's either me, myself, Jade, Al Gore, or the son. I do have Al Gore. He makes a cameo to talk about rising sea levels, but then we show his house on the ocean.
That's right.
Come
and
on.
The son is S-U-N. Yeah. Just to clarify for the radio listeners.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go. So, yeah, I mean, I just think it's amazing that, you know, the way people have been cornered into where they get their information.
Yeah.
And you can really tell when people are closed-minded or when they get it only from one source. And I get it from all over the place. I go to Huffington Post all the time.
Well,
see what the crazy people are writing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I always read a wide variety of things that I disagree with. We're talking about politics, we're talking about science or whatever, because I want to try to keep from having a thoroughly closed mind. I mean, I've changed my position on Donald Trump, not that I've changed my position on liberty issues, but because there were some things that I realized he was authentic on this trade issue. If I can nail that down, I understand that's a significant difference between him and the rest of these people. That is a key thing. And I think when we look at these issues, and we've got some issues that we're trying to educate people on, and that is these automated driving cars, okay? And this lady who just came out testified, as they're trying to nationalize these rules, you know, they got a problem with safety, so they increased the rules in California, so then they go to Washington to try to shut down state rules. And, of course, we've got somebody who's an expert talking about that. We're going to talk about that today. We didn't have time. Join us tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. That's it for our radio broadcast.
listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.